USDOR leaders must take on Morrison's overpay Socialist Party members in USDOR. The Post covered employers' offensive is well and truly in progress. After being forced to offer improvements in sick pay and one-off bonuses during the COVID-19 pandemic, the supermarkets and other retail bosses are now determined to put us back in our place at the bottom of the pile. The pay offer from Morrison's bosses of just 2%, when RPI inflation has reached over 11%, is an insult, and has been rightly rejected by workers. Morrison's shareholders aren't strapped for cash. In the last half-yearly report to investors, Morrison's reported that it expected profit before tax to be higher than the year before. Bosses remain confident of a year of meaningful profit growth. Last year, when Tesco distribution workers were offered 4%, they rejected it and successfully balloted for strike action, forcing the company to increase their offer to a total pay rise of 6%. Even the threat of action can be enough to win improved offers. If Morrison's management is allowed to get away with a payoff of far below inflation, then it's likely that other retail companies will attempt the same. It is vital for USDOR to mount a strong challenge to this pay insult. The rejection of the pay offer is a great start. But that is only the beginning, not the end, of what will be necessary. No trust should be put in Akers, which last time a pay offer was rejected sided with Morrison's bosses. Instead, USDOR should be organizing members' meetings, either in person or via Zoom if necessary, to discuss what action would be needed to force the company back. The union leadership could mobilize members to join protests outside of Morrison's head offices or outside key stores. If such steps do not convince Morrison's to up the offer, then the question of a strike ballot is posed. While there are practical difficulties given the dispersed nature of retail and lack of traditions of strike action, we should take inspiration from the successful strikes of retail workers at Lidl in Belgium and Stop & Shop in the USA in recent years. A disaggregated ballot could enable those manufacturing sites, distribution centers and stores which reach the Tory-imposed 50% turnout threshold, to take action as a step towards building wider action